Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is May 5th, 2022. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, the cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Make sure you text me first so I know you're not a robocall. You can always find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, and all of our contact information, our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program, simulcast live on net internationally. It's on Twitch. It's on four MP3 streams. It's on KU Band Satellite, Phone Bridge, and various independent FMs. So I should also thank our listener base in places worldwide like Cranbourne, Australia, Jena, Germany, London, United Kingdom, and of course cities in the United States such as Salina, Kansas, Los Angeles, California, and Lake Charles, Louisiana. Hutchinson, Kansas, yep, you're still the largest group of listeners for our programs, at least when they podcast later tonight. So, folks, right off the bat, we were having radio programs tonight, so this program is a little bit shorter, and my wife is joining me on this program. We're looking at new equipment, so pray about supporting talk radio because we need some new stuff. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not ours, and give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Okay, folks, we're back. I pray everything's coming over good, and you folks that have been listening live, I'm sorry for the problems that we've been having. We're starting to believe that it's maybe this wonderful Windows 10 computer that's doing it. But anyway, we're going to try now. Anyway, what was really what I started to say before I got all confused and frustrated and angry about the computer mess up, the movie 2,000 Mules came out first and premiered at President Trump's place in Florida. And that is our real president. And so we'll read this and then we'll get in and talk about it. Okay, go ahead. This is movie review 2000 Mules by CD Staff.
We just left a jam-packed theater where we watched Susan D. Sosa's 2000 Mules documentary. The crowd was enthusiastically curious and the documentary did not disappoint, except for the fact that such direct fraud in the 2020 election occurred by nonprofits and organizations intent on their party winning at any cost. The irrefutable fraud evidence was collected via tools that law enforcement regularly used to solve crimes. Geofencing technology tracked thousands of ballot traffickers, aka mules, whose daily journeys involved ballots in multiple ballot boxes. They were paid by the ballot and took photos of their drops and proof of job completion. Ballots in drop boxes in broad daylight, but most work deep into the night. They must have been networked communications too, because they all began wearing disposable gloves following an arrest made using identified fingerprints on some ballots. GA was prominent in the documentary. Fulton County had hundreds of mules visiting hundreds of drop boxes with thousands and thousands of ballots. Based on True, the voter's founder, Catherine Engelbert, In an earlier interview, GA leadership was made aware of the fraud evidence months ago, and the GBI was advised to debunk it. Based on the truth, the vote's founder, Kathleen Engelbert, in an earlier interview, GA leadership was made aware of the fraud evidence months ago, and the GI was advised to debunk it. How convenient for Kemp and Raffensperger, who claimed over and over the GA elections were queen. The challenge will be getting the powers that be to investigate the widespread fraud. It should be so easy to bring in traffickers because their cell phones have been identified. Moral courage and political will all hard to come by with political elites. However, let's see what happens as the movie swells in attendance. Anyone interested can watch the virtual premiere by going to 2000mules.com and purchasing tickets online to watch virtually. I encourage everyone to do so regardless of your party. In the movie and in recent interviews, Kathryn Engelbrook and Greg Phillips revealed.
Okay, I'll go into that. Okay, the investigators use different methods. One, they use geo-tracking from cell phones to identify tens of thousands of ballot traffickers in the 2020 battleground states. What that means is every phone and it has a geo-tracker and it can tell where that phone is at any certain time. So they looked at the areas and see if there were cell phones, you know what I mean? But so they identified them. This is all evidence in a court of law, a real court of law. This would be resounding. Ballot traffickers identified all stopped at Democratic affiliated office during the routes. Now they identified a lot of these guys that they went, basically they were going to Democratic offices and getting paid. Stacey Abrams may want to find new work. Ballot traffickers dropped more than enough ballots to steal every major swing state in the 2020 elections for Democrats. The NRSC was given evidence of voter fraud and did nothing. Brian Kemp led a fight against True the Vote to get to the truth. Brian Kemp, in other words, tried to stop it. The FBI and Department of Justice used cell phone ping data to identify and locate and arrest January 6 protesters, but did not use the same technique to identify ballot traffickers in 2020. They have the tech to do it. They know how to do it, and they know. They already know. That's why they're not doing it. Ballot traffickers were operating in Georgia in the 2018 election, including a number of the same suspects. The ballot traffickers or mules were reportedly making from $10 to $40 per ballot dumped in the ballot boxes. Okay. Pennsylvania was the worst state they saw with 1,155 ballot traffickers identified and at five central gathering locations. Ballot traffickers crossed state lines, including from New Jersey to Philadelphia. And so if it wasn't already a federal crime, they crossed state lines. It's a federal crime.
In the state.
But we'll see how this goes. I mean, it's really pretty dramatic when you get out to the fact that, you know, this is all proof. This is what's going on.
They have thousands and thousands of videos. I don't remember the amount of video footage they have, but I've seen the advertisement on Owen. Oh, my gosh, there's thousands of people doing it. They're
right, and what you're watching on Owen News, what you're watching is excerpts from this movie.
Yeah, they're all over the place. In the middle at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, all over the place.
Well, they even have the videos of them doing it because
they have them dropping
the drop boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
The drop boxes have video cameras.
And some of them are even wearing masks, like the masks are going to matter. They're busted.
It doesn't matter. Their phone, your phone, and that's a word of warning to other people. I mean, you know, what was that thing? You know, we've been watching on TV. It was 48 hours, something or other, and they were tracking all the different murderers, you know, in some state. But what was amazing on there, it shows that when they start scanning, they have all the information, even the police detective would say, it's just amazing nowadays. All we got, we can find a phone number, we can just pull it up and see what phones were in the area. And that's how they're finding, we're finding murderers, is it by tracking different cell phones, and then they just subpoena the name and information from the cell phone company, and it tells them who owns the phone, you know, and so on and so forth. But so let's apply this. So they have the ability to do this. They have the way to do it. They did it with, that's how they're arresting all the January 6th protesters, because their phones were in the area. If they were there at the Capitol building, they were arresting them, you know. So there's the point. They have the way to do it. Part of the problem stopping them from doing it is some of these elected officials got, if they say the election was crooked, well, they may be even throwing themselves out of a job. So, you know, they don't, part of them don't want to investigate it. Other ones were paid.
No, they would be legally put in office. They're not really in office. They're not supposed to be there.
Right. So they're not going to throw themselves out. That's my point. But we'll see what happens when the pressure from this video. Now, like I say, it's just now coming out. Today was another premiere. You can go online and order it, and you can watch it online.
I want to say, I've seen just the excerpts on One News about made me want to throw up.
Tomorrow night. We're in Thursday, right? Okay, this is Thursday. I remembered where I was at, folks. Anyway, Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. Saturday, they do another premiere of this movie. That's going to be the big premiere. And it would be 8 p.m. Central Time. Or not Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so 8 p.m. Eastern is 7 p.m. here in Central Time. So you can order it. You can watch it Saturday night. It's the big premiere, but you can go over there to 2000mules.com, get advanced, you know, and sit down and watch
it. Yeah, it's like I tell my kids all the time. It's one thing to think that you know something, to think that you know something to be true. It's another thing to see it and know that it's to be true.
Right. That's absolute. You know what? And you just said something to why I was in such shock when the very first time that I seen the Ark of the Covenant stuff, when we went and saw Ron Wyatt, I was in total shock for a couple of days. And the reason I was in total shock is because he showed me evidence of Noah's Ark, of the Ark of the Covenant and the flood, you know, and all of these things. And so while I believe them by faith to be true,
another thing to see
Ron Wyatt proved them to me to be true.
Yeah.
And so it was really astonishing. So if you folks want to find, if you can't, you can simple Google or whatever thing that you use, 2000mules.com, or simply you can go to prophecyhour.com, and at prophecyhour.com, if you go at those articles on radio, click on it. Scroll down a little bit, you'll see the link to 2000 Mules where you can go over and order it, watch the trailer, whatever, you know, but it's a big deal. And this may help turn things. A lot of things seem to, there's a lot of fight back going on right now, and that's what America needs. But you have to make sure you're also fighting back with prayer. But there seems to be governors and other people that are now starting to stand up. Elon Musk, for one, bought Twitter because he wants to make it a more of a free speech thing. And, of course, he wants to do a money thing with it. But that's a big deal. Another big deal is Ron DeSantis in Florida. He single-handedly whipped Disney. You know, Disney is really tanking right at the moment because of the things that he did. And then people, to my surprise, you know, I left Netflix a couple years ago. I don't even remember what it was that they,
Yeah, you do. Obama took over Netflix or whatever. Then we
Well, he
watching
was,
it,
he
yeah.
was added to the network.
Yeah,
but,
we quit right
but
at that time.
We quit right about that time, but they also put something really perverted on.
They started doing a bunch of gays and stuff on there. That almost everything you watch had gays in it, and it was just terrible. You could tell that it was Obama stuff. So we quit. We got unsubscribed from it.
The cuties, no, yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
that
the
was
cuties,
it.
That was it. Yeah, that was
Boy,
it.
Boy, Frank's still got a memory. I thought you were an old man, Frank. You still got a memory. Anyway, it was the cuties. That was when I said that was enough. I was done with it. And so we got left Netflix. But right now, though,
a lot of conservatives, they lost 200, at their report this quarter or whatever, they lost 200,000 subscribers. And so those 200,000 subscribers made their stock tank, and they're losing more and more every day. So people are fighting back. They're starting to realize that, you know, it's not somebody else's job. It's everybody's job. You've got to speak up. There may be hope for us. Then it comes up on this other thing. Okay, once Twitter did the thing, the Ministry of Truth came out. The government unveiled their disinformation thing. And so let's go into this article, Mother.
Okay, on Wednesday, news broke that the Department of Homeland Security, a department that didn't exist 20 years ago, but today spends $52 billion annually, had created a new disinformation governance board. Disinformation governance board?
Okay. Governments, yeah. In other words, they're
governing all the disinformation.
Yeah, they're going to tell you what's disinformation.
Yeah, and all the truth will be there.
Okay,
well,
let's go into
the news. The news comes just days after Twitter accepted Tulsa Thunder founder Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion. A move that critics of the deal claimed could unleash disinformation. Musk has been vocal in his support for free speech. DHS declined to be interviewed by the Associated Press, but issued a statement after news broke of the development. The spread of disinformation can affect broader security, American safety during disasters, and public trust in the democratic institutions, the EHS said. A ministry of truth. Perhaps naturally the revelation that the government had created a new board to fight disinformation prompted a slew of 1984 comparisons, especially since it came so soon after Musk's purchase of Twitter. Elon Musk buys Twitter to save free speech, and days after President Biden announces a ministry of truth, one observer quipped, it's like we're living through an Ayn Rand, George Orwell novel mashup.
Okay, I'll read this part. For those unfamiliar with George Orwell's masterpiece, which is called 1984, the Ministry of Truth is a propaganda and censorship department of Oceania, the fictional setting for Orwell's dystopia. Known as Mini Truth in Newspeak, the name Ministry of Truth is a misnomer. Like all the departments in 1984, the name reflects the opposite of what the government actually does. The book's main character, Winston Smith, learns in the second half of 1984, which he learns. Even the names of the four ministries by which we are governed exhibit a sort of impudence and a deliberate reversal of the facts. Now, this is from the book. This is what they're called. The Ministry of Peace concerns itself with war, right? The Ministry of Truth with lies. The Ministry of Love with torture. And the Ministry of Plenty with starvation. Now, that's what's in the book. Those are the different things that are existing that the people are thinking these are normal. Anyway, these contradictions are not accidental, nor do they result from ordinary hypocrisy. They are deliberate exercises in doublethink. For it is only by reconciling contradictions that power can be retained indefinitely. Smith, who works at the Ministry of Truth, realizes the Ministry of Truth is not the least bit interested in truth. Its use of propaganda is overt. Its use of banal slogans designed to confuse and humiliate the people of Oceania. On the exterior of the Ministry of Truth, their building are three-party slogans. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Inside the structure, problematic documents are incinerated, dropped down a memory hole where they're conveniently forgotten. In other words, they destroy all the evidence. The only thing they exist is the reality they tell you. And it says one might be tempted to laugh off comparisons between the Disinformation Governance Board and the Propaganda Department in Orwell's classic work. After all, we're talking about a novel. This would be mistaken, however. For starters, 1984 indeed is a fictional work, but it was inspired by authoritarian regimes and ideologies Orwell witnessed firsthand. One-time socialist who observed fighting in the Spanish Civil War, a conflict between fascists and communists, Orwell became a budding libertarian who became disillusioned with collectivism. In fact, Orwell makes it clear that 1984 was inspired by communism. 1984 was based chiefly on communism because that is the dominant form of totalitarianism, he told Sidney Sheldon, who purchased the stage rights to the book. But I was trying to imagine what communism would be like if it were firmly rooted in English-speaking countries. Anyway, folks, you should go over and watch the movie 1984. There are so many crazy things in it, you know, like cameras were on you all the time. Oh, duh, that's like right now. Cameras are everywhere you go. Even mirrors in the bathrooms and things were cameras, you know, two-way cameras. You know, they could see you, whatever. They had a fake war going on, kind of like what we got right now, and the only, and you couldn't tell what was really going on in the war. Actually, even if the war existed, I don't want to spoil the movie for you if you really need to watch it. So very close, anyway, and Homeland Security will now call people, let's also go with this. You will be called, if you spread misinformation, you are called a domestic terrorist now. They already had enacted that. So if they, this new bureau identifies that you're putting out, like this radio program that doesn't agree with the government, they can call us domestic terrorism. They have the right to do it. But let's go on. Anyway, so also the FBI said they weren't doing it. They, when they were confronted already about the new thing about domestic terrorism, where they were, you know, school moms and all that for speaking out, they said, oh, we're not really doing that. Well, yeah, they have. The FBI created threat tags to harass educators. And so if you are deemed as somebody that might speak up or speak against the government, a parent, against the school doctrine, then you're tagged by the FBI.
And they watch you.
Even though, of course, their wonderful double speech says that they are not going to do that. Read a little bit of this one.
Well, the producer says the 1984 movie's on AVRN under educational videos. So go to American Voice Radio Network, and it's under the educational videos, 1984 movie.
Oh, it is. Where did you see?
It says, by the way, the 1984 movie.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so that actually is that AVR under okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right, so there it is. Just go to AVR, AVR.tv, AVRN.tv, AVRN.tv. I'll put you a link to it, another link to it. We've already got one, but I'll put another one over there for you to find
okay.
it. Now let's get to
20 Republicans led states threaten illegal action against DHS, urge disbanding of un-American disinformation board. Fox News. The Attorney General of 20 states say the DHS Disinformation Board is having a chilling effect on free speech. Republican-led states are threatening legal action against Department of Homeland Security, Homeland Security's new Disinformation Governance Board, which they deem un-American and chilling to the free speech of Americans. Virginia Attorney General Jason Myers is leading GOP Attorney General in sending a letter to Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas Thursday demanding that the department cease taking action, contributing to a chilling effect on free speech.
And also there's even Democrats, even some Democrat congressmen and senators are coming out and saying, get rid of it. It's not, you know, they don't even want it. But it's pushing forward. See, these guys are desperate. Why are they desperate? They're desperate because they know that this country in no way, shape, or form agrees with all this leftist garbage that's going on. They really do, and let alone now the information is coming out about all of the shots and what it's doing to you and that it's not effective and blah, blah, blah. So the truth's coming out about the shot. The truth's coming out about the pandemic. The truth's coming out about the election. And so they are desperate to shut down anybody talking the truth. That's what they're about. But that's why we're in war in Ukraine. You know what? They keep pushing Russia. Like they just admitted that, oh, we helped Ukraine take out the Russian generals. We've been giving them the information of where they're located and everything so they can kill them. Well, That's a stupid thing to say, even though that we're good, because that's provoking Russia into coming to an attack on us. And so they really, they are so desperate, they are willing to risk a nuclear war in order to keep power and to stop
us. And not be prosecuted themselves.
And not, there you go, not be prosecuted themselves. See, when these, a lot of these people are in line for jail. You know,
if they can keep chaos and something new and new, get your attention on something else that takes it off of their, all their law breaking and stuff that they did, then they're going to do it because they don't want to be going to jail. They know they've been caught. They just don't want it to be prosecuted.
Yeah. And that, well, there's the point.
So it's not true.
Well, and all, so all the information is out there. The biggest thing that you can do for your country right now and for your family is you need to pray and pray for the repentance of this country and that enough people repent in this country. Otherwise, the judgment that we so duly deserve is coming. It's just like the Supreme Court thing. Now, you know, they're going to, they're supposedly, and they affirmed that it was a preliminary statement by Alito that they were going to overturn Roe versus Wade. And they're coming out and saying that it should, that should be, belong in the states. They're not, to the left will say, well, they're banning abortion. They are not, if they get away with, do away with Roe versus Wade, they're not banning abortion. They're saying there's no constitutional right to it, but it goes to the states. It will be where it should be at. I mean, I believe it should be completely illegal, but the way that our government's, those kind of choices are supposed to be made by each individual state and by the people living in that state. That's where it will return to if Roe versus Wade goes away. But, see, they don't like it because all of these, there's so many states, including Kansas has got one on the board that says that any abortion is illegal.
I don't believe in any abortion to be illegal.
Illegal?
Illegal. If it is a medical necessity, life or death, then it should be allowed. If it's to save the baby or the mom, then it should be allowed. But just to have an abortion because you don't want the baby or because you were raped or because this or that, no, it should be illegal. It's murder.
Right. It should be a medical, you know, a medical necessity is the only reason it should be. But stop. I don't agree with that medical necessity. You know why? Because they have to redefine it. Because the medical necessity that you just stated is the reason that they give for every one of them getting an abortion is, oh, it's a medical necessity because it's going to hurt my emotions or blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm talking about life.
I know
or
what you're
death.
Talking about, and that's the way that it was originally supposed
right.
to be,
life
but it
death.
Isn't that way. I say just out, life begins at conception, and then with anything else, you have to duly know that if you're killing a baby, you're killing a baby.
Right.
End of story, you know. And I understand what you're saying, and I'm in agreement with that. I mean, you know, if it's, we've seen it on movies, old movies, you say, well, come and ask the dad, who do you want me to save, the wife or the baby, you know. That is a real scenario. But all this advance, you know, 2 days before she's getting ready to get birth, okay, it's a medical necessity, garbage. Yeah.
Forget that. What about the new law they're getting ready to pass that they are going to make it legal for a mother, a babysitter, or anybody that doesn't want the baby to live with up to 28 days can kill the baby without prosecution, and anybody that tries to prosecute them gets prosecuted.
Yeah, that's just nuts. Just like the other nutty things, like in Oregon, the Mortgage Ministerial Act, Dignity Act, required schools to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms. You know, that's just craziness. Okay, well, folks, make sure you come back for our next program. But real quick, how are you doing at the Mission Church?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. And I am really shocked that we fed 89 people Friday.
Why?
On the first of the month.
On payday, on the third.
Or was it the second?
So we're feeding a lot of people, folks, because there's food shortage, food prices went higher. You know, even people with food stamps can't afford to eat. But so, folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order, or you can even call me and I can help you out there. If you don't want to donate to the homeless and poor, donate to radio. because we're trying to bring you the most up-to-date information that we can and keep you warned of what's going on and let you know that we are in that time of the end and that there is a good thing coming, just like a baby. We're in birth pains, but finally the biggest birth pain comes, and that's Yeshua. That will be good.
Hey, I got a good thing for you here. Go check out Joseph's Kitchen. Guess what? They survived on bread alone for 40 years, and guess what? You can survive on bread, too. Go check out Joseph's Kitchen and get you some bread and a bread machine and all the stuff you need to make it, and you'll be set.
Yeah, and well, if you do that, make sure, and you will be helping us because they give us a little bit for anybody that goes over there to Joseph's Kitchen and you say, hey, Pastor Dan sent me, or just give them the promo code MB777. We'll get a little bit of a bump for it.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing to make bread and to know how to make flour from scratch. You know, and they've got a way to do that.
Man can't live by bread alone, but you can get a bread machine and make bread and get your Bible out and read your Bible while you're making it. And then you got the Word and the Bible and your bread and all that. You'll be set.
Oh, you're just praying because your son's worked there. Anyway, but we got to go. We must remember, folks, that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember what, Mother?
To always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when praying for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return. Happy birthday, Cody. You're 15, my grandson.
Okay. Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye, and
happy Mother's Day, Sister Linda.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.